Let us know what you think about Sunday Magazine. Email Harry O at RadioAlice.com. This is Sunday Magazine with Harry O on Alice at 97.3.
John R. Luini is my guest. He and Alan Whitman have written Streaming Audio, The Fez Guy's Guide from New Writers. The website for the book is fezguys.com, F-E-Z-G-U-Y-S.com. John, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You have been a guest on the program before. You're also a co-founder of the Popular Noise Foundation in San Francisco, website popularnoise.org. So you're really into grassroots kinds of issues vis-a-vis music. And this book, Streaming Audio, The Fez Guy's Guide, is a continuation of that. What areas does the book treat?
Well, the book is really a tutorial and background information about streaming audio. You know, it covers everything about how to create it, how to, you know, go from a CD or from a tape or whatever you have, live broadcast, etc., how to encode those into any of the three major formats, MP3, Real Audio, or Real Media, and Windows Media, and also actually QuickTime. Those four. And then, you know, it gives you all sorts of information on how to serve it and technical descriptions and also some case studies of other places that have done this.
Is this real technical stuff? Because you may, in the previous answer you gave, have used a couple of terms that most of us don't know what they are.
It's technical in some ways and not in other ways. What we try and do is the Fez guys, just over the last 5 years or so that we've been writing, we try and take technical things but convert them into common understanding and just language that makes sense to anyone off the street.
We should define streaming audio.
Streaming audio is the process of listening to music as it's downloaded over your internet connection. And there's live streaming, there's on-demand streaming where you're playing back something pre-recorded, then there's downloadable, which we don't really address too much in this, but downloadable is where you would download the whole song and then listen to it separately.
Gee, I'm already confused, even though I can follow what it is you're talking about and actually do listen to stuff at home and at work. Recently, John, I have talked to people who aren't aware of the audio capabilities of their computers. In other words, that they can actually listen to stuff on their computer. Is that still a common situation?
Well, I think there's always sort of the next level of people that are coming into computer technology and becoming accustomed with what else you can do with it, whether it's someone who's an older generation who just finally got a computer and they realize they can use it for something other than email, or whether it's, you know, someone who's, you know, just coming in and, you know, maybe they're 8 years old, you know.
Sure.
These people are going to be amazing with what they can do. Or it could just be someone that hasn't maybe had the financial possibility of working with a computer and things of that nature, or working with an old one, et cetera. So I think there are still a number of people out there, but with the mainstream media starting to sort of talk about the issues that are surrounding streaming, I think that's really opened up people's awareness to what's possible.
Now, streaming audio includes MP3s, which gives us a nice lead into Napster and the other peer-to-peer technologies. Is streaming audio necessarily illegal or controversial?
Well, streaming audio is just a technology, so I don't believe there's anything illegal about that. The same way that you know, music piracy has been around forever, does that mean that you know, a cassette is illegal or any sort of other mechanism you'd use to copy something? So I think it's just a technology that's used by people for good or for evil.
At its very basis, the book is a beginner's guide or just a how-to access these various technologies on your computer, MP3, QuickTime, Real Media, and Windows Media formats. Is any of this tricky?
It's sort of a how deep you cut it, you know. Mm-hmm. The top layer, it's not very difficult at all, and that's sort of the point of the book. You can really just go through step by step, really simple to understand, you know, with screenshots and everything, and it's very simple to use. People who are familiar with it or want to get really a lot more involved, there is a lot more that you can get out of the book in terms of understanding some of the complex issues if you're trying to stream to a lot of people, the different ways you can do it, why you choose one format over another format, how to integrate this audio into your web page design, things like that.
Streaming to a lot of people, I don't understand.
Streaming to a lot of people. There's a difference in what is required to stream, say, to 10,000 people all listening at the same time the way your standard radio station is. You know, say you wanted to broadcast a Britney Spears concert, God forbid. And you would obviously need to have a whole server infrastructure so that all those 10,000 people could come in and listen at the exact same time. And that's a different thing than, say, taking this interview and encoding it and putting it on your website and having people sort of come by and listen to it at their leisure. And those requirements are very different.
It's Sunday Magazine on Alice at 97.3. Harry O. with John Luini, who has written with Alan Whitman, Streaming Audio, The Fez Guys Guide. Website is fezguys.com. For those who have websites and are thinking in terms of adding audio, is this a how-to guide for that?
Definitely. Definitely we'll cover that. As we say, whether you want to encode the gurglings of your newborn or your garage band or, maybe you have responsibilities at work to put your all-hands meeting online. All of those things are covered in this book. The main associations people have with audio online these days is file sharing, which really is a download-based system, although many of the clients allow you to listen to it as it's downloading, and the traditional radio station approach. But there are also different ways that you can incorporate audio into your website, whether you have things play automatically, whether you have just sound clips that are involved. Some multimedia people use it, in conjunction with, say, with a, instead of a comic being video or visuals only, you can incorporate some audio into that sort of stuff. The interesting thing about it is just it's really whatever your imagination, the limits of your imagination are the limits of what you can do.
Even though this book is streaming audio, you mentioned let the imagination run wild. And I know that from conversations with filmmakers that online filmmaking is becoming a new medium where there are films being made independently and being released directly to the filmmaker's website, thereby bypassing the motion picture bureaucracy.
Yeah, well, the disintermediation which is involved.
Disintermediation?
Yes. That's a term we coined back in the IUMA days.
Okay.
Disintermediation, where you're removing all those middlemen of any very bureaucratic organization. The internet and all the technology which surrounds it has obviously made a tremendous difference to, an artist, or scientist for that matter, to be able to connect directly with all sorts of people. And so whether you're a filmmaker, using the internet to distribute that is connectivity has now gotten fast enough and compression is good enough. But audio, obviously is even a fraction of the requirements there. And for bands to be able to contact people and distribute their music to people, it's amazing.
You have three case studies of legal issues that streaming audio will raise. Talk about that for a second.
We have three case studies we cover in the book just to give you an idea and then really an internal look at how they've done or integrated streaming audio into their website in this case. One is Soma FM, which was a great online-only radio station and, streams in a couple different bit rates and a couple different channels of audio in its radio station model. KPIG FM, which is the traditional terrestrial radio station, which has gone online as well. And they've got a rather elaborate system to take commercials out of their terrestrial broadcast and replace them for online. And the other is Joe Satriani's website, in which there's clips of every single song of every album and, personal greetings to the fans and video and audio and as well as periodic live broadcast of shows. The legal issues that associate both Soma FM and KPIG are obviously ASCAP, BMI, standard performance licenses that they, of course, have to pay. And then, of course, the modern thing which has happened since the book came out is the CARP hearings and the DMCA and the legal issues that the owners of the master recordings, that is the actual songs, that they're demanding a certain amount of money, which is too much to actually keep most people in the situation where they can keep in business.
The legal issues involved in streaming audio and streaming video, for that matter, still to be worked out. These chapters are being written even as we speak.
Absolutely. The whole industry is very, very young. If you look at, you know, how long TV industry, you know, or the traditional broadcast industry has been around, there's a lot of problems that it's had to go through as well. The same way that right now all the peer-to-peer file trading stuff, the same thing happened when VCRs came out and when cassettes came out, and everything sort of makes its way through the wonderful United States legal system. But one of the main things that people are trying to point out is that because streaming is still in its infancy, it's really important not to make things so strict that, you know, innovation just creaks to a halt. And that's bad for everyone, really.
Sunday Magazine on Alice at 97.3. John Luini is my guest. He is co-author of Streaming Audio, The Fez Guys Guide, fezguys.com. I'm Harry O. Who are the Fez Guys? Apparently it's you and Alan E. Whitman. And what's on the website, fezguys.com?
Well, the Fez Guys is, yes, Alan and myself, and we've been writing what we call Internet Audio Enlightenment. It's our tagline that we've been doing for the past 5 or 6 years, and originally appeared in EQ Magazine and also online at our website. And so if you go to our website, you can find an entire history of everything we've written over those years that, you know, available free to download and read and find out about and educate yourself about all sorts of issues. We also have a little threaded discussion board that people can ask questions and things of that nature.
So even though fezguys.com is a .com, the website is in fact more educational than anything else.
Yeah, I guess we could have made it fezguys.org.
Right.
But who knows? We might make some money off of that sometime. Who knows?
Well, you can order the book through the website also.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a link to get it over to Amazon.
Since I have you here, give us an update on Popular Noise Foundation and the crisis, if it's still that, among the local music community.
Well, Popular Noise, right now we're heavily involved in going through our grants program, which will be a system where local musicians can apply for a grant in a variety of different categories, whether you're, you know, a band looking to get past that step of printing up some CDs, or maybe you need to get in the studio, or maybe you just need to recover rehearsal costs or stickers, you know, promotion, all those different types of things. And so we're putting together the process in which you will apply for those things. And so we're collecting people's names who want to be informed when this happens. And obviously popularnoise.org will have information when that comes out. That's really our main focus right now.
Are you doing any benefit concerts, any fundraisers?
We don't have anything lined up right now. We're looking at doing another Cover to Cover, which was a series that we had done for a while where local bands play covers of other local bands, mm-hmm. past and present, which was just sort of our way of spotlighting amidst a lot of exodus of people away from the city, that the Bay Area really has such a great musical tradition. So we're thinking of maybe doing a big one of those, who knows, maybe with Live 105 or Alice, and maybe get a nice big act that's local and get a number of local bands on the act on the bill too.
The website is popularnoise.org, popularnoise.org. The book is Streaming Audio, The Fez Guys Guide. Website fezguys.com. Book written by John R. Luini and Alan E. Whitman. Available through the website fezguys.com. John Luini, thanks.
Thanks.
This is Sunday Magazine with Harry O on Alice at 97.3.